On the origin of vacationery. Years ago, I spent a few weeks up at a lake house in southern New Hampshire, and as a confirmed urbanite, I found that my tolerance and my phobia of nature was duly tested by insects, sunburns, violent storms, and one particularly brazen mouse. So it was against that backdrop, all the casual discomforts of displacement, that I was also puzzling through the fissures and the possible future of a relationship. And in the early mornings, I wrote from the safety of a screened-in porch where I could watch the whole dreamscape provided by the morning fog as it slowly evaporated, revealing the other cottages, boats, and all the assorted leisure paraphernalia that Americans often take on vacation. So in its commoner form, the poem was meant to look neatened, almost like a newspaper story or a regularized set of diary entries. Early on, I was trained as a formalist of sorts, but lately I've been writing poems like this one in which the form might be as loose as a set number of stanza lines or a standard line length. I'm fascinated by how lineation in playing with and against syntax can inflect a whole range of nuanced meaning.